to the Enjoy the Journey podcast. We explore lifestyle hacks to unlock the ultimate happiness.
Entrepreneurship isn't about watching it happen, but making it happen.
The life you choose is up to you. So let's live, love, and laugh like we ain't got no choice. Now get ready for your hosts, Greg and Shatita Young.
Enjoy the journey.
Welcome you to Enjoy the Journey, to this Enjoy the Journey segment. And my name is Greg Young, and this is my lovely wife, Shatita Young, and we are your hosts on this segment of Enjoy the Journey today. Today's hot topic, life skill hacks, is six reasons why people don't invest their money. And the first reason is number one, the first thing, when you talk about somebody about investing, what's the first thing that they say? I can't afford it. I don't have the money. You know what I'm saying? But you look at it this way. You say that you don't have the money to invest in yourself, but yet and still, you will go out there and go to the mall and spend $1,000 at the mall shopping, but you won't take $1,050 and invest in yourself, or you won't take $100 and invest in yourself, or $150 and invest in yourself, but you'll go out there and buy that $500 Gucci purse or a Louis Vuitton purse or whatever the case may be, but you always say that you don't have the money. The thing is, what you have to do is sometimes you have to realize what is important for you. Is it important enough for me to go out there and spend that $1,050 at the mall and knowing that I really don't have the money? Or is it important enough for me to become that action taker and that decision maker to invest in myself so that I can have more money and I can spend more money at the mall? Because I'm telling you, investments are dirt cheap. Like, you know, what we do as far as our trading, you know, you sign up on online classes and you take them and you're only paying like $129 a month to take online classes to where you can learn a skill to trade in the Forex market, to become a profitable trader, to where you can grow your own money so you can get that $129 back at no time. But then here's another reason why people say, you know, when it comes to investing themselves, they think about the outcome. They don't have faith in the outcome before they even go into it. They already say that I'm gonna lose my money. So if you already go into investing, or you're going to invest in a type of thing, and you already say you're gonna lose your money, and that's the attitude that you have, then you're gonna lose. But you have to start believing more in the outcome than what you see in the outcome. You have to always believe that I'm gonna win. This is gonna be a big investment for me. You have to go in with a positive attitude in order to be able to get positive results. You know, I say it all the time, a positive PMA, positive mental attitude gets you positive results. So don't judge the outcome before you even take the risk. Don't say what the outcome is gonna be when you've never tried it, when you don't know what's going on or whatever the situation may be. And also, a lot of people say the timing isn't right. You know, I will wait until I get more money in my bank account. Well, I'm gonna tell you something, a news flash, ladies and gentlemen, there is never gonna be a right time or a wrong time to invest. You just gotta be ready to invest. You know, the timing is never gonna be right. The timing is never gonna be perfect for you to do nothing in life, but you just have to make those decisions to do those things. And that's just where it's at. And that's what you have to realize and see what you have to do, because you have to know what you need to do when it comes to doing what's best for you. And the timing, even if the timing is not right, take the risk. Because 99.9% of people that have taken risks have become great investors. They have did a lot of things. And then we say the inability to tell if the investment is good or bad. Okay, how do you know if an investment is good or bad if you don't try? If you don't invest in it, What are you going to get out of life if you don't never try to take risks? You're not going to win every time you roll the dice in life. You're not every time you roll the dice, you're not going to hit 7 or 11. So that's the way life is. Life is a gamble. Life is a risk. You know, so why do you want to worry about, you know, if the opportunity is right for you or if it's the right one for you? Just take that chance and step out on that leap of faith and face your fears head on and do it. You know what I'm saying? And then now another, now this is the big one. It's too risky. Okay. Now, if you say something is too risky, what do you think about what you do each and every day? You take risks each and every day, but you gain no profit. Why would you want to take risks each and every day, but you gain no profit except going to work, trading time for dollars and getting a paycheck? But there's nothing that you can grow out of that. You can only go to a certain level at that job and you stop. But when you learn how to invest in yourself, depends upon the capitals of your investment, you can grow a whole lot of money. You can grow a whole lot of wealth. You can build a generation of wealth by you stepping up to the plate and taking that risk. So stop saying it's too risky when you've never taken the risk. How do you know how risky it is if you've never made a decision to invest in yourself? You don't know how risky it is. You know, and then another one that people say, it's intimidating. You know, my thing is, if you look at life, life is intimidating. Each and every day that you wake up, you got to use your brain to perform a particular task. If it ain't nothing but getting up out of bed and brushing your teeth, you have to use your brain to trigger, to put that toothpaste, that toothbrush, put that toothpaste on that toothbrush, and then your brain has the trigger to brush his teeth. Is that intimidating to you? Maybe not. Okay, each and every day you wake up to go to your 9 to 5 or whatever you go to. Is that intimidating to you? Was that intimidating to you when you had to learn how to do that job? Yes, it was. So don't keep making excuses as to why you cannot do something. Just do it. Become that action taker and that decision maker.
Exactly. All right. So, you know, I thought about it. I said, you know what? Most of the time when it comes down to investing, it's fear. Fear stops us from doing everything. False evidence appearing real. Okay? And when that fear comes up, you're like, you can feel it. Because of the simple fact that you're like, oh my gosh, if I invest in this, and then here come the voices, you know, the voices from the past. Like I always talk about, the voices of the past or the voices in your belief system. And you're talking about, I don't know if I can do this because what if I lose my money? What if this? What if that? What if keeps you broke? What if keeps you broke?
Absolutely.
You know? So my thing is that you have to step out of your comfort zone. We always talk about this. Stepping out of your comfort zone, investing in something and taking a risk. You know, we take risk all the time, but we're not taught to take risk. We're taught to stay in a safe place. You know, you have to think outside of the box, because outside of the box is where your destiny lies. You stay comfortable inside there with it in the crabs inside the bucket. Somebody is going to keep pulling you down, or your fear keep pulling you down. You know, like I said, fear stops us from moving forward in a lot of things. And once again, fear comes from our thought process. Fear comes from our belief system. Fear comes from our paradigm. So we need a paradigm shift, even in investing in things. I mean, honestly, if you're not around a bunch of people that usually invest, you know, your inner circle don't invest, you won't invest either. When you start investing and you see your money grow, well, I have my money in the bank and it grows. In the bank, your money only grows at least, I think, about 1%. And they're using your money to give other people loans. And when you go ask for a loan, they're like, nah, we can't do that. You ain't got much capital. You know? So my thing is that you might as well take your money that you got sitting in the bank, making the bank profitable, and use it for yourself and invest in yourself and invest in different opportunities as far as stocks and bonds and Forex. That's money that can grow. Yeah, you might lose money, but you know what? You lose money every day you buy a cup of coffee. You got a cup of coffee, you can make it at home. You know, so you lose money for what you on what you want. You might as well you invest in yourself and make your money grow.
Absolutely.
And that is the best that I had to think about it. I had so much fear about investing. I'm like, well, you know, I don't know who this is. You can just do your research. What the stuff that you buy, like for instance, you buy coffee. Why not buy stock in that coffee that you love so much? You're making them rich anyway. Buy stock in it. You go to Walmart. Why don't you buy stock in Walmart? You know, be an owner of Walmart, not just a consumer. We're so taught at all times to be a consumer. Well, you know what? We don't have to be a consumer. We can be an investor and gain wealth little by little, inch by inch. You know, you compound that effect. Okay. All right, guys. We thank you so much for coming to Enjoy the Journey. And now don't forget to check out our lifestyle marketplace. Okay. We're going to have videos coming on almost every day, at least every week. So just check us out on our YouTube. Don't forget to like, share, and ring that bell. And if you are interested in that and investing in yourself, into stocks, about you want to learn about the Forex system, check out our lifestyle marketplace. We have Elevate 8. Click on that. It tells you all about it. Or click on our website. We have all the videos that in order to invest in yourself. We have, you're interested in travel, you got, or anything as far as health, you have pain. We have different outlets on our website that can help you with those things. So like I said, we thank you for joining us. And we just want you to do what?
Enjoy the journey with us.
All right.
Have a blessed day and goodbye.
Bye, guys.
I hope you enjoyed today's episode of Enjoy the Journey podcast. All the information you need can be found on enjoythejourney.org. Don't forget to stay tuned for our next episode. And remember, you're way too blessed to be stressed. Let's take it one day at a time, baby.